here we go with the last two brackets of our March Madness. Usually this is an NBA podcast, but this is a basketball podcast, specifically March Madness. As you know from before, NBA really kind of goes to the back burner for me when it turns March. I'm all focused on college. I try to watch every team that may potentially be in the tournament or on the fringes or a bubble team. I try to watch all the conference tourney championships just to see, but I'm actually here with someone who does none of those things and has watched, if I had to guess, less than 45 seconds, unless you count the recaps on SportsCenter while he's at work closing up shop for the night. And that is Mr. Cody Holsey.
What's up? What's
up? He's going to be here with me to do, he's going to be with me to do these two final brackets. Would my summarization of your college basketball experience for this year, would that be more correct, or am I selling you too short?
I mean, you're pretty correct. You sold it a little bit short. I did watch the first half of Memphis UCF the other day before.
Okay. okay.
So yeah, you're absolutely right. I got about 20 minutes and 45 seconds of basketball in. I saw the last few seconds of UNC beating Duke at home. Yeah, that's what I got.
Yeah. All right. So my apologies. You're a whole half of basketball.
Yeah, I've watched the entire half of college basketball this year. So I am what one might call an expert.
Yeah, this is why I have Cody on, because every year, but it was for the past like 3 or 4 years now, Cody watches it the least. I probably watch it the most, and he always picks these brackets better than me, because I think people who don't watch it do better because they just do not have any innate biases, maybe to a name, like a brand name, but that's about it. And you're more willing to pick upsets, not knowing anything. And I know last year we had kind of a theme. I think one of the bracket regions you did based on mascot matchup. Yep. Which actually turned out to be almost 100% correct. So if you're doing your brackets, this is the episode for you. This is where you get the real winners, not the ones where us quote unquote fake experts pick, you know, using logic. So this is where you're going to actually get two good regions.
I was going to, if we're going to do the one I think we're going to do first, if we think that one's going to go, you know, rock chalk, hint, hint, then maybe.
Uh-oh.
I was going to suggest that maybe we bring that mascot gimmick back before you brought it up.
I think I know all of these people's mascots off the top of my head, because we are going to start with the Midwest bracket, which talked about before. Kind of feels like a straightforward, pretty boring bracket. A lot of vanilla teams. And it seems pretty straightforward. It feels pretty chalk. And it feels like Kansas, I think for sure, got the easiest road to the Final Four, even though I think Kansas is by far the weakest of the one seeds. But if you want to do it by mascot, that's fine. I'm not even going to worry about the 16 play-in, because I don't even remember what either of those people's
Texas
mascots Southern are. Corpus Christi. I feel like Corpus Christi has to do something with blue waves. Could be way off.
Texas Southern's
probably like the Tigers or something. I can't remember.
Texas Southern mascot is a tiger. You're absolutely correct. Texas A&M.
This is live on air. We obviously did not prep any of this. None of this will be out. I will not cut any of this.
they're the Islanders.
Islanders. Okay. Which makes sense, because have you ever seen a picture of their campus?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's on an island.
It's awesome. Like, why didn't I go to school there? Why does no one know about this? Why would you not go to school there? Not too late to go back. Yeah, maybe I'll look for my master's.
Yeah. I'll go for the first degree.
Yeah.
I'll be in the dorm. Yeah,
well, if if my master's time was any indication, kind of like how it took me to get my undergrad, then by the time I graduate with my master's, it'll be time for me to actually retire from working. So perfect. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But let's start this. If you want to do mascots, it's fine.
Master plumber,
you can pick whichever 16 seed you want. I don't care. First matchup, obviously, the 1-16 Kansas versus whoever that 16 seed is. Jayhawks, right. I know against a Tiger, not a great matchup.
That's Islanders, why I'm going with
I'm
the
not
Islanders.
Sure how you have that matchup.
I'm going with the Islanders.
Islanders over the Tigers?
No, yeah, I'm going with Islanders over the Tigers. Because, like, cats don't like water. If you're out there on an island, if you got more Islanders than you got Tigers, you're probably going to hunt them all down. So we're going Islanders.
Now, all right, so Texas A&M Corpus Christi to win that play-in. Who do you got between Kansas and them? Obviously, is it
Texas A&M?
Jayhawk?
Yeah, I think Texas A&M Corpus Christi, like CC, should stand for Cool Campus, A. And B, I think that, you know, people on islands and in, you know, beach situations in general are always getting hoodwinked by birds. Like, you've been to the beach. You've had
some
stolen. Yeah. You've
Oh, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
You've been to the beach. You've been jacked by a seagull. You've been like, that's my chicken nugget, bro. Oh, bring that back. I needed that pepperoni for that pizza. So I'm going with the Jayhawk there.
Yeah, I was hoping this was going to be fast because we're doing two, but I can already tell this is not going to be fast, and I'm excited for it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So with this bracket last year, we just kind of came to consensus and made our picks. I'm actually going to do it separate and keep track of what both of our picks will be. So we both have Kansas, obviously. Now the 8-9 matchup, San Diego State versus Creighton, which is another bird versus what I believe is an Aztec. Pretty sure Creighton is the Blue Jays versus the Aztecs. Who do you have in that one?
I think I'm going to have to go with the Aztecs in this scenario. I've never
I'm
heard
glad you said that.
By a Blue Jay.
Yeah, I'm going with Aztecs here as well from an actual bracket. I know everybody, I think everyone's going to be on Creighton because everyone believes that San Diego State's offense is terrible, which is in fact really, really bad. But their defense is extremely good, and Creighton doesn't have their point guard. I know they had a nice little flurry at the end. I like Doug McDermott as a coach, but I'm going to pick the 8 seed in this one too, the Aztecs. I think that's right, which gets us to the 5-12. The Iowa Hawkeyes, another bird, a bird-heavy region. Iowa Hawkeyes versus the Richmond Spiders.
Richmond, I think give me I the know Richmond where this Spiders one's going, every so. Day.
Why would you take a spider over a bird?
Have you ever seen those Australian tarantulas that eat birds?
Yeah, but they're not this Richmond Australian tarantulas.
Yeah,
they're
but
the Richmond spiders.
Yeah, but you know, but yeah, but the you get bit if a bird gets bit by the right spider, that bird is.
This is why I'm keeping track of them separate. I like it. I'm going with the Hawkeyes. I'm going with Iowa, and you've got Richmond, which would be a nice, a typical 12-5 upset. So it's a standard upset. We know Richmond got in by the championship game or Davidson. So they're one of those Cinderella teams. So you just never know. But first I like all, that. That was a good kind of mascot battle.
I have a story about the Richmond Spiders to make this longer.
Okay.
Back in the day when there was the NCAA,
to make this longer.
The NCAA tournament. Basketball EA sports game that I can't remember the name of, March Madness, something like that.
Yeah.
They used to have mascot games, and it was always fun to find the goofiest mascots and try to be able to see if they had those like animations and stuff like that. The Richmond Spiders, never available.
Never.
Never a spider mascot you could play with. Never. That would have been hilarious.
Incredible defense.
A guy with eight
Kawhi
legs.
Leonard, like, yes, that's been amazing.
Great time.
It's awesome. That is a good one. Next one, the 4-13 matchup, the Providence. I believe it's Friars, if I remember right. And South Dakota State, I believe, is the Jackrabbits. These are all guessing off the top of my head. I'm pretty confident those are both right. So are you going with the Priests over a Fast Bunny or what?
So what? All right. So we got to set some parameters here. What do you think the Friars and the Jackrabbits are into it about? Do you think like the Jackrabbits are like, hold on. Because in this battle, do you think it's a battle for supremacy in like a garden? Do you think the Friars are like trying to grow cucumbers and the rabbits are like, I'm going to go get those cucumbers. So the rabbits are like,
yes,
in the garden getting the cucumbers and leaving. Cause I think the rabbits are going to win that battle every time. Those Friars aren't going to live outside. They might put a trap out there, but they're going to get plenty of those cucumbers first. So give me those jackrabbits.
I love it because I'm with the jackrabbits as well. To add on to that, Friars, not really agile in those cloaks, whatever they call those, that garb. So I think robes. Jackrabbit just outruns them.
Yeah.
The what?
The Jedi robes.
Yeah, that's what they are, Jedi robes. So I agree with you. I'm going with the jackrabbits, which sets up a very interesting 12-13 matchup based on yours, the Richmond Spires for South Dakota State, but we'll get there. The 6-11 LSU Tigers versus the number 11 Iowa State Cyclones. What do you got in this one?
This is really unfortunate because I'm going to have to pick another upset. Because what is a Tiger going to do against the Tornado? You can't fight with the weather.
Also,
what's more perfect than a cyclone being in the Midwest bracket? They're going
to very appropriate.
They're going to sweep the competition away.
That's so funny and appropriate. But this is where the mascot game versus logic has to escape me. I'm picking LSU. I know the mascot doesn't make sense. But
just lost.
I know
coach.
LSU.
Will Wade's
they just
out.
Fired their coach. If you watch them in that game against Arkansas, I believe is who they lost to. They played hard in the first half. Whatever happened in that halftime with Will Wade, they did not care in the second half. So to me, this is a candidate everyone's going to fade, which I actually think them getting Will Wade will actually unite them and they will play hard again for that interim coach. So I actually think LSU will win this game.
What do you think?
And I don't know what happened, but right towards the end of the half, Will Wade was upset about, I think either someone took a shot too early or didn't box out or turn the ball over or something. Arkansas got the ball back with a couple seconds and went down the court and made a two to send it to like a, I can't remember what the lead was, 7, maybe 5, something like that. It was close, I feel like. And Will Wade had a temper tantrum at half court and was yelling at a kid and stormed off to the locker room. And after they came out, they were done. Their body language, you know, body language doctors like we are, it was completely done. They did not want any parts of that game. So now that the guy is gone, and obviously LSU did it because of the impending NCAA sanctions coming. But I think this is a team that's being undervalued. And I know they've been up and down all season, but I think this is an instance where they unite and they actually beat Iowa State. So long-winded answer to that.
Can I preemptively, retroactively give Iowa State the win after this season has to be vacated by LSU?
You get the vacated win. We'll revisit it in a couple months when we find out what their penalties will be. I like that. You might get that man, which would make it truly the Cyclones do dominate a Tiger. Mm-hmm. But the 3-14 matchup, Wisconsin, I believe it's a Badger.
It is a Badger.
Versus Colgate, which I believe is a Raider. A Raider, I assume, is like someone who treasure hunts would be my assumption. Is that type of Raider?
I mean, I think the Raiders of the Lost Ark were the Nazis.
Tell me, Colgate's mascot is based on a Steven Spielberg film.
You said treasure hunter.
Well, I didn't know.
That's what made me think of Indiana Jones.
That's a fair point. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. But who do you have in this matchup, a Badger or Raider?
I just equated Raiders to Nazis, so I think I have to go with Badgers.
Okay. So you are going with Wisconsin. I actually have to agree, even though this is a really popular upset pick that everyone's picking. It's Colgate over Wisconsin. I just think, I don't love Wisconsin, but I think they beat Colgate. I don't think Colgate's that good. But yeah, it's, I think it'll be an interesting game, to say the least.
Sounds.
Yeah. But 7-10 matchup, USC Trojans versus another weather element, a Miami Hurricane.
Yeah.
What are you going here? Trojan versus Hurricane.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the Hurricanes.
Ooh, so you've got Miami. This is another one where I have to.
I mean, all the Trojans can do is hide in a horse,
which might protect them from the hurricane, potentially.
I mean, I think a horse is getting blown away. We've all seen Twister. There was a cow, and that was just a tornado.
I'm actually going to separate from you and go USC here, but you've got Miami. I think it's a toss-up from these teams. Now, Auburn, Tigers. Now, Jacksonville State is not one I can think of off the top of my head.
Hold on while I do a very fast Google.
Auburn Tigers versus, you probably don't even have to waste your time, but
Jacksonville State mascot.
It's like the Panthers? Or, no,
they're the Gamecocks.
Really? The Gamecocks? Yeah.
Their mascot is Cocky the Gamecock.
Cocky the Gamecock. What a great name. Do you have the Tiger or the Gamecock? Because I've got the Tiger.
I think I'm going with the Tiger there. I think the Tiger eats the cock there.
Yeah. Okay. So I wondered where that was going. I was kind of waiting with anticipation.
Yeah. Tiger gets on there with chicken.
Got that phrase in. Good for you. Next round. This is to make it into the Sweet 16. We got Kansas versus San Diego State, Jayhawk versus an Aztec.
I think the Aztecs get it.
Ooh, big upset.
I don't know that a Jayhawk has much against an Aztec. I'm going all mascots here.
There's no okay, I like it. From here on out for you, it's all mascot bait.
Yeah, and I have a different way that I'm going to do the next bracket.
Okay. So you've got Aztecs. I'm going to go with Kansas. Sorry. I just can't do it. But watch this. You'll be right. I'm telling you, people, listen to this. Cody's going to be right. So no one sees San Diego State coming. Here we go. The next matchup, the 5-seed Iowa versus the 13-seed.
No,
Dakota State for me. Hold on. I got to do both. So I've got Iowa versus South Dakota State. I'm going to go Iowa. Cody has Richmond Spiders versus South Dakota Jackrabbits. Who do you have, sir?
I got the Spiders taking the Jackrabbits down.
Ooh, Richmond into the Sweet 16. Look at that from the A-10. I like it. The next matchup. 6-seed LSU for me versus Wisconsin. And I'm actually, this is what I'm talking about with LSU. I think they're being undervalued. No one's picking into this. Give me a Sweet 16 berth. LSU Tigers. Cody's is Iowa State. The Cyclones versus the Wisconsin Badgers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think the Badgers wait this one out underground, and I think they make it through.
Oh, Wisconsin. I like that pick. Okay. Last one. I have US.
They
can't get to them. Can't get to them. Yeah. USC for me versus Auburn. I'm going with the Tigers again. And Auburn, you have Miami, the Hurricanes versus the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I agree with the Hurricanes here.
Another big upset. Man, we said this could be an easy chalk bracket, but you've got it blown up. I love it.
I mean, that's why I had to go with the mascots. Because if we go with logic, as you have, I mean, you're going to have like 1, 2, 4, and 3 in the end.
I love it. This is why you're here, to balance everything out and to put everything in perspective. Because here we are at the Elite Eight, or the Sweet 16 matchup to go to the Elite Eight. I have Kansas versus Iowa, and I'm going to keep riding with that team. As at the beginning, has a very easy path to me. And I'm going with Kansas. You have San Diego State, the Aztecs, versus the Richmond Spiders. Ooh. This is where the, this does the spider get inside the Aztec armor?
No, this is where the spider gets stomp out the spider. This is where
he gets squashed.
Give me that.
San Diego State's into the Elite Eight, which gives us the other matchup. I have the LSU Tigers versus the Auburn Tigers. And this is where the magical LSU lose their coach run ends. I have Auburn. You have Wisconsin, the Badgers versus Miami Hurricanes.
I have the Badgers. They just stay underground and wait out all this bad weather.
So you have Wisconsin advancing. I like it. So to make it to the Final Four
for this weather,
I have Kansas versus Auburn, and everyone is down on this team, and I get it. They haven't looked like they really did anything all year, but I'm going to ride the Tigers, and I'm going with Auburn as my Final Four team out of the Midwest bracket. You have San Diego State, the Aztecs, versus the Badgers.
Mm-hmm. This is where I think the Badgers being underground really helps them, because they have the element of surprise on their side, and they're able to catch the Aztecs at the ankles.
Oh,
bite the Achilles of the Aztecs.
So I really, really like it. So that I have Auburn making the Final Four out of this Midwest region, and you have the 3-seed Wisconsin making it out. Really like that bracket. What a fun bracket for Midwest. Now we're going to switch to what I thought was going to be, what I thought was going to be the boring one first, but we made that entertaining, at least for us. I don't know if it's entertaining for anyone else, but this one I actually say because I thought there'd be more upset potential in it. So we're going to see here, and that is the East region bracket. Now you've watched a ton of basketball. What's your general thoughts about the East region? You broke them all down, all the games.
Yeah. So basically the way that I was thinking about this bracket is that we're going to go off of which location is better. Like if you're going to school, if you're like, so I'm putting all my eggs in the basket of you recruited well because your location is great.
Now you're really putting my knowledge to the test, because I'm going to have to, I don't think I know exactly where most of these teams are.
We have Google on our side.
All right. So you'll be the Google guy for this. I can't believe we mentioned a 16 seed Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and it inspired a way for you to choose brackets. But here we are.
Really?
Congrats to the Islanders. Actually, the biggest winners of this bracket and the tournament in general is the Islanders. So good job, Corpus Christi.
Really?
You've made this extremely entertaining. Thank you. But the first round matchup, it's Baylor versus Norfolk State. I'll tell you right ahead that I have Baylor. I would assume you would rather live in, it's not Austin. It's Dallas. Is Baylor in Dallas? I can't remember.
Waco, technically.
Waco. Okay, that's what I was thinking of. And Norfolk State's like
in
Northeast, isn't it?
Norfolk State
is, oh, is it?
Virginia. Yeah, it's like right there on the water. So, like, yeah, I'm going.
Oh,
man.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I mean,
come on. People are listening to this.
You know, Texas doesn't have any state income tax. So, yeah, we're going there. We'll go with Baylor.
All right. Baylor, just to keep some sense of
sense. You know.
Yeah. Next, the 8-9 matchup, North Carolina Tar Heels versus Marquette. I think they're the Golden Eagles, I think. Can't remember.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
You want to live in Raleigh?
Or Milwaukee?
Or no, Chapel Hill? Chapel Hill or Milwaukee?
Give me Chapel Hill.
UNC for Cody. I agree. UNC as well to win that matchup. Next, 5-12, St. Mary's versus a play-in matchup, which maybe we should pick the play-in. It's Indiana versus Wyoming. Let's do that one first. Indiana or Wyoming? Yeah, we should probably pick that. Indiana or Wyoming for you?
I think I'm going to go with Wyoming.
Ooh, Cody's on Wyoming. I am actually on Indiana. So for my matchup, Indiana versus St. Mary's, I'm picking St. Mary's. St. Mary's for you versus Wyoming. Who are you picking on that one?
It's in California, so I'm going St. Mary's.
Oh, St. Mary's as well. You don't want to live in Wyoming over California?
Nah, I'd rather have the like ocean.
Now, this one I think you're going to be heavily conflicted by your bias. And that's UCLA versus Akron.
Oh, give me Akron.
That's California again versus Ohio.
I mean,
you going with the king?
I mean, that's
LeBron. Where I'm from,
too. I was born there. I would.
No, that's why I said you had the bias.
I do. But also, like what I said at the beginning is I think your location matters. And so I think that it helps with recruiting. So I think I have to go with UCLA, even though in my heart, I want to go with the Zips selfishly.
I am surprised. I really thought you're going to stick with the Ohio.
I told Rips. No, I'm going with Akron. F*** the way I said I was going to do it in the game. Give me the
Zips. Come on, UCLA. You got to stay true to the old hometown. I understand. The 6-11 Texas versus Virginia Tech, which I believe Texas is Austin. Virginia Tech is Blacksburg or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's just we're going Texas.
Texas for you. I don't want to agree, but I'm actually going to use – nah. Of the two, I want to live in Texas. But I'm actually going the upset here. I'm going Virginia Tech. I like that 11-6 matchup. 3-14 Purdue versus Yale.
Where's Yale? Is Yale in New York, Boston? I think Yale.
It's Northeast for sure.
It's in New Haven, Connecticut.
To say Connecticut, but I wasn't sure. And Purdue's in Indiana, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would probably rather live in Connecticut.
No, the Midwest is cool.
You'd rather live in Indiana?
Yeah, give me Purdue.
That's true. You are Midwest. You got to follow that. I want to pick Yale for this upset. I just don't think they have enough. So I'm going with Purdue for my actual
bracket. The Wagner guy.
The 7-10 matchup. Yeah. Murray State versus San Francisco.
I just have to go with Ja on this one.
It's not even about where you want to live anymore. No, it's not going to turn against
the Memphis Grizzlies star. No, you started telling me I had to make Homer picks when it was Akron and UCLA. I mean, you didn't tell me that.
I made you make a Homer pick when it was Baylor. I wasn't going to let you pick Norfolk State or Baylor.
You just wait till the – what are the Norfolk State mascot?
The it's like a Trojan or something, isn't it? I can't remember.
A bear is a fearsome animal.
So that's your backup in case you're torn on the area is the mascot?
No, it's just – there's no rhyme or reason to what I'm doing anymore.
I completely love it. I'm on board. So you're going Murray State. I'm actually going with San Francisco. So I think San Francisco is a good team. I think they beat Murray State, even though.
How did you say it the first time?
I know. Murray State?
No, I think maybe it's just the way that it slowed down, but it sounded like you said San Francisco.
No, I don't.
I think maybe it was. I think it was.
I'll get it back on the audio.
It looked slowed down. It sped up.
I'll hear it in the audio here in just a little bit, if it did or not. But the last one is Kentucky versus St. Peter's. And I have no idea where St. Peter's is.
Kentucky's winning that.
Yeah, Kentucky is winning that. Second round matchup. One seed Baylor. We both have the same matchup here. We're pretty lock and step in this bracket.
Yeah.
But one seed Baylor versus UNC North Carolina. What do you feel about this one?
Give me the Tar Heels.
Ooh, back to back.
I like their color.
9-8 matchup upsets over the one seed in that bracket. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to have to ride with Baylor.
But only if North Carolina wears their Argyle uniforms.
Yes, they have to wear those. Next matchup, the 5 seed St. Mary's for me is against UCLA. I'm going to UCLA. Big fan of UCLA in this bracket. You have St. Mary's versus the hometown, Akron.
Zip me up.
Ooh! Akron it is. Let's go. Killers. Oh, man. Next game. 11 seed upset for me, Virginia Tech versus Purdue. I'm actually going to go with Purdue on this one. I know no one likes their defense and is hitting them on that. But I'm going to go with Purdue just for the size against Virginia Tech. The magic has ended. Your matchup would be Texas versus Purdue.
Hook 'em.
Hook 'em. Texas, brand new coach, brand new roster, basically all transfers. Sweet 16, count it. Ryan, that's me. I'm reading what I wrote down on my paper, so I'm an idiot. I have for the next matchup San Francisco versus Kentucky. And
I'm laughing at you reading your own name off your paper.
I know, I feel so dumb.
Ryan.
Oh god.
That's me.
Oh my gosh. All right.
So Kentucky versus Murray State.
I have San Francisco versus Kentucky, and I cannot tell you how enticed I am to pick San Francisco in this matchup. Like I actually think that they could pull the upset of the tournament here. And by doing that, I'm going to go ahead and do it and pull the trigger. I've got San Francisco pulling the 10-2 upset over Kentucky, who I think is massively overrated. And everyone, I think, thinks they're underrated. So give me San Francisco. Who do you have between your Murray State-Kentucky matchup?
Ride with John Morant.
Ooh, Murray State. We both are low on Kentucky. I like it. Yeah. Now the Sweet 16, get to Elite Eight. I have Baylor versus UCLA. Big fan of UCLA this tournament. Give me UCLA. You have North Carolina versus the hometown, Akron Zips.
Zip it up.
An Elite Eight appearance. Probably the first ever in program history. Probably first 16 appearance, Sweet 16 appearance. I don't think. I'm not even going to guess because I have no idea. But my assumption would be no. Akron? Wow. Next matchup, I have Purdue, other Sweet 16 matchup, Purdue versus San Francisco. And I'm going to go with Purdue here. I know everyone has Purdue out early, but I think they make the Elite Eight. You have Texas versus Ja Morant University.
Mm-hmm. Ja Morant University wins again.
Wow, what an Elite Eight for you. This is absolute chaos, and I love it. I have UCLA versus Purdue. This is where the ride ends for Purdue-UCLA Final Four for me. You have Akron versus Murray State.
Murray State.
Murray State, Final Four.
I would say Murray State after I look up the NCAA basketball tournament history of Akron, and I see that they're 0-4.
So they've lost in the tournament very recently. Not that they made the Elite Eight.
In 2009, they lost to Gonzaga 64-77. And in 2011, they lost to Notre Dame in the first round 69-56. And in 1986, they lost to Michigan 64-70.
All right. So to recap, from the East and Midwest, we'll give you some quick futures lines on these if you're wanting to bet them, which don't really recommend to bet futures because there's a lot of tax in them. You're not really paying true odds. So you're kind of overpaying, even though it's at plus money. But these teams are to make the Final Four from our regions that we pick. So from the Midwest, I had Auburn, which currently is a plus 250 odds to make the Final Four. Cody had Wisconsin, which is a nice long shot at plus 1,400. So that's 14-1 if you're counting at home. So those are decent odds for those teams right there. But like I said, futures not great on this stuff. You're just paying a lot more for not as much, for really no value at all. Now, UCLA from the East bracket to make the Final Four, plus 450 right now. Almost 4.5 to 1 to make it to the Final Four. Cody with Murray State. I have to scroll a little bit to see if I can find it. 40 to 1, plus 4,000 to those of you looking on an app. 40 to 1.
That's a good value.
40 to 1 to make a Final Four. So worth it. If you think that Cody's strategy of picking brackets is right on, then that's what you need to pick. Cody, thank you, sir, for doing this. Maybe we're a little longer than we expected, but I had a lot of fun, like we always do, doing these brackets. So I hope you guys enjoyed. Obviously, we can't say both of our brackets will go 100%, but if you do two and do each individual of our picks, then you'll have two perfect brackets. Does that make sense?
Yep.
you're just in blind agreement.
If you don't understand it, then this isn't the podcast for you. We don't want you to listen anymore.
There'll be two different March Madnesses going on at the same time.
Yeah.
One in alternate reality.
Yeah. And I mean, you guys
are both of ours. So it's a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning in to all of our stuff. We'll get back to the NBA soon enough, but we're hoping you're enjoying all the March Madness episode content that we've been putting out. So hope everyone enjoys March Madness, and we'll get ready to get back into NBA soon. So stay tuned. We'll have a bunch of stuff coming back up.